I'm going to ask y'all to bear with me because I'm sure, just like all of y'all, I'm still very much shaken up by what we witnessed yesterday. You know, I could barely even sleep last night. It's been, I feel like I've had a pit on my stomach ever since yesterday. And we got the announcement literally like 10 minutes before we went on the show yesterday. And y'all were with us watching, you know, our live reactions to everything. And it's still something that's been very, very tough to process. But I do have a lot of very raw, emotional, passionate thoughts on it. And I did write up a monologue to express, you know, those thoughts. But again, like I said, please bear with me. This may get a little rough, but I do say first, this monologue is sponsored by Stan McDonald. Every single day, Stan McDonald is the sponsor of the Right Side Way monologue. And I'll tell y'all more about Stan here on the other side after the monologue. All right. So, you know, like I said, I wanted to talk a little bit today about some of my thoughts, unvarnished, very passionate, very raw thoughts on what we saw yesterday, which was the political assassination of Charlie Kirk. And that is what it is. This is a political assassination. This is in the same ranks of, you know, JFK, Abraham Lincoln, MLK, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. It's up there with that. It is a big deal. And Charlie Kirk was shot in front of thousands of his college supporters and the whole world yesterday, murdered in cold blood because the shooter just simply disagreed with his political beliefs. That's it. You know, Charlie said men can't be women. We can't have a nation without a border. Abortion is murder. Black on white racism is still racism, and conservatism is the way, which, by the way, all those things are verifiably true. But apparently, we've reached a point in our nation that simply expressing your beliefs as a conservative could get you killed. I mean, the leader of the current conservative movement right now is the sitting president, and he almost had his head blown off in front of the whole world just last year. Mainstream media has shifted the Overton window to calling people you disagree with Nazis, fascists, white supremacists, xenophobes, you name it. Now we have been completely desensitized to the true meaning of those words, and lunatics see that as an invitation to take action. Well, one lunatic did exactly that yesterday, and now a one-year-old and three-year-old have to grow up without their dad. But there's one more important message that I didn't mention earlier that Charlie unashamedly professed. And that was his most important one, that Christ is Lord. You know, Patrick Bet David put it best when he said Charlie Kirk is the mix of Billy Graham and Rush Limbaugh, which nailed it right in the head. This, I believe, is what upset others the most. Because truth be told, anyone who seriously indulges in politics eventually ends up at spirituality. You know, Paul said in Ephesians, "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms." Politics is the expression, but at the root, this is a spiritual battle. And I believe Satan was driving the shooter to do what he did yesterday. Charlie's message was resonating with too many people. He was becoming too influential. He was winning the culture battle with Christ at the wheel. So, Satan took the wheel of an extremely troubled individual and took out the most impactful voice for Christ my generation had. So, yeah, it is true that Charlie's political beliefs upset someone so much that they felt the need to take his life, but it's really more than that. It's so much deeper than that. You know, it always is. Evil showed its face yesterday against someone who is a true voice for good, a voice for Christ. One of Charlie's last tweets he ever wrote 4 days ago has now gone viral, and it really just says it all. He simply just said, "Jesus defeated death so you can live." And that's the message right there. You know, you can go down the political narratives, the political fights. They all stem from that simple message. Jesus defeated death so you can live. And I take comfort in knowing that Charlie has met his creator and was welcomed with the words, "My good and faithful servant." I'm very much sure of that. Now I'm going to get personal with you for a little bit here. You know, watching the video yesterday of Charlie's murder was the most disturbing thing I've ever watched, hands down. Yeah, I was trying my hardest not to throw up in this chair yesterday during the show while watching the video of it go viral. But not just because I saw an innocent man get murdered in cold blood in front of my eyes, but because I had watched Charlie Kirk since middle school. You know, Charlie was the, not just one of, but the leading voice for Gen Z conservatives. Charlie was regularly in the trenches of where the culture war is truly won. And that's on college campuses. I can't think of anyone else who has done more for the cause of making Gen Z conservative than Charlie Kirk. Charlie made it cool to be a Trump supporter during a time in 2016 where everyone was calling Trump a sexist, racist, rapist. Charlie gave young viewers like myself the reassurance that it's okay to be a conservative. It's cool to wear MAGA hats on campus. You know, while young white Christian men were being alienated as white Christian nationalists, Charlie was there to say it's okay to be a white Christian nationalist. But he wasn't just spreading his message, you know, from some ivory tower. He was in the trenches with us constantly, debating liberal college students, motivating young conservatives, and winning the culture battle from the front lines. And that's exactly what he was doing when his life was taken from him. He was doing what he loved and was in the act of making a difference. And this is all really a testament to how successful he was, if you really think about it. You know, they wouldn't just kill some nobody. They wouldn't take out someone who has no influence. They went after Charlie because he was so successful, so influential, and was making such a dent in the culture war that they had to take him out. That's what made him a target. And to be honest with you, there was a part of me yesterday that got scared. This is a field that I've chosen to get into, you know, after aimlessly wandering and dropping out of college. I didn't know much else to do, so I decided to give speaking my mind a try and found out that I enjoy it very much. But the message that was sent yesterday is simple. Speaking your mind as a conservative is now dangerous. When you see something you don't like and speak up about your faith and beliefs, you're not putting your life on the line. And don't get it twisted. And listen to me when I say this. Yesterday was a direct warning to young conservatives. Our lead voice was slaughtered in front of our eyes to scare us. The assassin did this so publicly on purpose, with literally thousands of his supporters right there in person, all looking directly at him, just to watch him get murdered in such a graphic fashion. And then have the video go viral all over social media for all of us to see. This was to tell us to get back in line. Shut up and be tolerant, or else. Well, guess what? As a young conservative, as a white Christian nationalist, as someone who's been the victim of a culture trying to indoctrinate me my whole life, I say bring it on. I say if that's the cost of saying Jesus is Lord, then bring it on. As a matter of fact, I've now been inspired to take it up a notch. I don't want what happened to Charlie to be in vain, and I'm ready to help carry out the torch that Charlie carried. And I know tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of young conservative minds feel the exact same. We've now been radicalized. And when I say that, I don't mean violence, because we're not cowards. We will speak eloquently for the cause. We will bravely say that Jesus is Lord and fight for conservatism in every aspect of culture. We will fight the good fight and we will win. And you will not scare us. We won't fight this fight with the sword, but we won't let one intimidate us either. We will not be tolerant, because how can we be tolerant with people that want? No. They don't just want. People that do kill us. We can no longer treat the culture battle as simply, you know, tax policy, foreign policy, as just simple trivial matters to discuss and ponder. Evil has decided its best way to win is to take up arms and slaughter people for saying the truth. Because they can't defeat our ideas, so they must shoot the effective messengers. But as evil in this battle is fighting with arms, we will fight with words. Speaking our mind is a right that was given to us by our founding fathers. It's the First Amendment for a reason, y'all. And I know Phil said it yesterday, but I'll say it again. I encourage all of you to get to work also. Find something to do in your community to help the cause. It doesn't just have to be politics. In fact, it better not just be politics. Help out with your church. Spread the gospel to someone in the store. Pray fervently for our nation. And also run for your local school board. Speak up at your city council. Make your voice heard. Do not let all the work that Charlie did be done in vain. Carry on the mission. Charlie is in a much better place right now and was welcomed in with open arms. Do not let them scare you into silence. Charlie wouldn't have wanted that. In fact, he would want you to speak even louder now. I know I will be, and I encourage you to do the same. And fittingly enough, Charlie giving his life for the cause might just be the turning point for us. And I'll wrap up with this. You know, pray for Charlie Kirk's family. His wife and kids lost their dad and husband. Charlie's young kids don't even know anything about politics. They didn't care. That was their dad that got taken away from them. In front of them, by the way. They were there. This will leave a direct mark on them for the rest of their lives. And be praying for them. And actually, I think it's fitting. I will end in prayer from this monologue. Lord, please be with America. We are a hurting nation that is waiting for your return. We live in a society where wrong is right and doing right could very well get you killed. But you said it yourself, that you have overcome this world. Let us not get so caught up in worldly matters that we lose the bigger picture. That this life is just a fleeting moment, and what we do here echoes in eternity. Lord, embolden us, reassure us that this life is not the end. That Charlie is being rewarded as we speak for fighting the good fight. And let us fight the good fight as well. Rest in peace to Charlie Kirk. And that is a wrap for the Right Side Way.